Everything was shite. The weather, rainy shite. The news headlines, depressing shite. The eggs Deacon had accidentally burned, but eaten anyway, charred shite. The email he'd received last night, utter and complete shite.
Tell me this isn't true,
Deacon snapped, waving the printout in his mother's face. It didn't matter that she had dark circles under her eyes, or that she was likely out of her mind with jet lag. Hello, son. I missed you too. My flight was great. Thank you for asking. She took the paper and skimmed the email. Everything looks correct to me, she said, handing it back to him. Deacon followed her into the living room of their London flat.
After the disastrous mission in Maryland, I cannot believe you assigned Vivian another case.
Vivian is a recruiter, isn't she? His mother dropped her suitcase onto the thick oriental carpet and massaged her temples.
You know what I mean.
He helped her out of her damp jacket and jammed it onto the wobbly coat rack by the door.
It's only been 5 months since her foster family released the video.
Calm down. His mother pulled off her shoes and set them out of the way before sinking onto the sofa. We're taking extra precautions.
Extra precautions be damned.
Deacon crumbled the paper in his fist and threw it into the unlit fireplace.
It's too soon.
Look, it's been decided that all recruiters must work in teams of 2 or 3, and we simply don't have the numbers for that kind of coverage without her. Deacon had heard that rumor.
Still, Ethan's been recruiting for 7 years. He'll be fine on his own.
This wasn't my decision. It was Peter's.
Shite. All of it. Vivian is not going to Tennessee.
Deacon crossed back to the rack to retrieve his jacket. His mother rose. Her face was flushed, her lips pinched.
Where do you think you're going?
To speak to Grandad.